the latest episode of SR Radio, we talked to Bafana legend and Manchester United ambassador Quinton Fortune. He discusses his aims of working with Bafana after completing his coaching courses, what Jose Mourinho is like behind the cameras, and the expectation on world record signing Paul Pogba at the club. Obviously, since we last spoke, you told me you were busy doing your coaching badges. I mean, how's that going for you?
Yeah, working on my A-license part two. And just, it's not easy because last time when I was doing my B-license, I was working at Cardiff. And that kind of made it easier to do my coaching, but this time I'm not in the club, I'm involved in the club, so I'm trying to squeeze in my, get my experience on my hours, because you have to lock off a certain amount of hours of coaching. And I'm trying to squeeze it in when I'm in the country. So I go and do some coaching at the University of Manchester in Salford. And get as much done as possible and just trying to complete my license.
And of course, I mean, obviously having gained your experience with the Manchester United youth and doing your coaching license, will we ever see you, you know, coach Man United one day, or are you willing to take that option outside of the club?
I'm thinking of telling my radio that I want to take his job. No, no, no.
No, no, not now, obviously.
I mean, like anything, I have to put in the hours, put in the work. Again, I mean, yes, it's nice that I've played the game of football, but I also have to respect the managerial side of things, where you have to make sure you know what you're talking about, you've got the experience, and that only comes from doing it every day, like I went or like did when I was at Cardiff, like or when I was watching in under-21 for a couple of years with United. But I've been out for a while now, and I feel a little bit vulnerable having to go straight into any job. So I prefer to do the work first, which I'm doing now. Make sure I do all my homework and gain as much experience as possible. Trying to find a club, coach every day, manage, and when the opportunity comes, of course, it'd be nice to come home one day and be involved with the national team. But my plans are to manage over here. But it's Manchester United. It's a nice dream, but it's why not? Why not? But I have to start somewhere.
Absolutely. And obviously, I mean, every coach has its vision and sort of certain style and tactics that it would like to implement on the field. Do you have any idea of how, you know, your kind of basic philosophy that you would like to implement? Obviously, it depends on the team available to you, you know.
Exactly. Well, I try to think that I'll hopefully manage my team or want to play the way I would as a player. I try to do everything, which is a bit crazy. Just be attacking minded. I mean, I've been very fortunate to play to some great managers. Obviously, Alex Yates at Manchester United, Arrigo Sacchi, Radomir Antic in Atletico Madrid. So I've had really, really good coaches, Kairos with the national team. Sure. So I've been very fortunate to play under some very good managers. And so I try to pick up what I've learned since I was a kid and try to put that into my coaching, the way I treat people, the way I was treated as a player, and just to I don't know what philosophy that is, just attacking-minded team that does everything. You've got to defend, you've got to attack, which is all part of the game, which is what's expected from a player. But I think if I was going to be a manager, I would have to create an environment where the players feel that they can come to the training, that they can improve, they can express themselves. And this is the environment I grew up in, so I'm just trying to create the same.
And you mentioned Sir Alex Ferguson. I mean, have you ever spoken to him since you've been doing your badges and, you know, relayed thoughts about the, you know, kind of coaching as such?
Well, he gave me some advice when I was still involved with NF21. He gave me some really, really good advice, and something I will keep for the rest of my life. And so it's always been, whenever any one of us, all the ex-players, need guidance or help from the manager, he's always there to help. So, what I'm going to do now is, like I said, it's make sure I do all the work necessary to be done, like get my hours done, get experience, because the only way you're going to improve as a manager or as a coach is by practicing every day. That means you have to get coached every day. At the moment, I've been doing a lot of traveling for the club as an ambassador, which has been fantastic. I really enjoyed it. But when I'm back in Manchester again, I'll focus on getting as many hours as possible done. And as I mentioned before, I'm also doing a course called On the Board course through the PFA, which is a 6-month course which finishes in April. And that's basically teaching you about what it takes to be a board member, what it takes to be a chair, an executive, CEO, a share, you know, teach you all the things about shareholders. And so it's nice. I'm learning all these things. And at the same time, the PFA is pushing for discussing things like about diversity across the boards in sport. And if you look across the sport world, there's not much diversity. So I'm hoping to complete my this course by April. There's a lot of work to be done still, so I hope that I can pass that and complete that. And then it also opens my eyes up to other opportunities in terms of you know, one day if I want to come home and be involved with soccer. It's just not the football side of things, it's the administration side of things and how things are run. So before I used to do a lot of talking in the media about how soccer should be this and that, but now I'm trying to put myself so I know what it takes to be a part of a board member, what it takes, what the roles I need to play, what information I need to change things at the higher level. So I'm trying to cook myself as much as possible and learn as much as possible, so when the right moment comes, I'm prepared for it.
And you mentioned the South African national team in a coaching role, and obviously SAFA now. I mean, are you planning on returning home at all?
That would be nice one day, but at the moment, like I said to you, my goal has always been to break through here in Europe. Sure. This is where the best managers, the best players, the best leagues, and you know, I want to compete here and trying to break in here. You don't see many African coaches here, so, and that's not the reason I want to break, just because I want to be the first African goal or the first. I just want to break it because it's a challenge and I love football and I enjoy. I've had a taste now of working with under 21, the Cardiff, and 21 at United. And I enjoy the feeling of working with young players, watching them improve, and helping them improve. So, I would continue to do that. Yeah, no, like I said, one day if I got enough experience, and I would like to obviously return home and use all the experience I've gained over here.
And of course, sorry about that. No, go on.
No, if it's a possibility of working with the national team, that would be fantastic. If not, because the aim is always to help the young players, always to help players improve. So, but being obviously with the national team would be an honour, of course.
And of course, being obviously an African coach in England would be something absolutely massive for you personally and for African football as a whole.
Yeah, it would be amazing for African football. Why not? Because you know, the knowledge, the experience that we can bring home. No one can relate to an African player than a player from Africa. We know what the conditions are like, we know what the experience are like, we know what they're thinking. And if we can gain as much experience of year of managing teams at a high level, then for me it's a no-brainer to return home to your own country and use all that experience and try to improve your national team. Oh my goodness, this is... this would be amazing, but it takes a lot of hard work, it takes patience, and I'm going to try my best to hopefully achieve that.
And obviously, well, I think that's fantastic that you are doing this, and looking at the in more detail on the board, is there any vision of possibly becoming a Man United board member one day?
Right, I like your question. That's a great question. Well, it's a start because once you complete this course, your name is being thrown about all across the board, the club level, and I think the FA, the PFA want to see diversity. And as you mentioned before, well, if you look across not just the sports world, but in corporate the world in business, there's not many much diversity. So look, if it's as Manchester United, oh my goodness, this is the highest level. You get FIFA, of course, but I've got to start somewhere. So at the moment, I'm doing this course. I'll hopefully be involved. There's some discussions now to be involved, to be a board member of one of the schools here in Manchester. So that's just for me to gain some experience, to gain understanding how things work, what it takes, what the responsibilities of a board member, decision-making, planning strategically, so stuff like that. So these are things that are out of my comfort zone. These are things I've never really focused on or paid attention. My focus has always been football. And now I get to understand who makes the decision at the top, how it's been governed, and how what important role it plays. So this will be definitely a great experience for me. And like I said, I'm starting somewhere, hopefully with the school, so I can gain as much experience as possible. And if there's a possibility of working with a club, great. But at the moment now, it's just a learning and understanding how it works. And hopefully use my experience from the football side from leaving South Africa at 14 and trying to bring something to the table and see how I can, we can work with each other and see what my input could be. So I'm excited.
Fantastic. I'm excited for you too. And you talk about doing this. I mean, I think it's absolutely amazing. I mean, we see so few South Africans establishing themselves after retiring in the manner in which you have. I mean, what could players learn from, obviously, what you're doing right now?
I mean, different players have different goals and dreams. My dream is, my passion is always to help. And I mean, I've been involved in the national team and it's not just in football. If I can do something to help people back home, whether it's in education, whether it's in sport, I will do everything as possible, what I can in my ability. I came from the Cape Flats. I know what it's like. I'm in a position now where I can hopefully influence or help those less fortunate. So, and that's why I do what I do. And if I can equip myself as much as possible, we'll gain some knowledge and experience over here of hopefully returning back home and use it there to try and whether it's working with the national team would be fantastic, which we're working with schools in terms of helping with education, but in terms of helping just do something positive. And if I feel bad with understanding and the knowledge when I was still playing, because when I was playing, I was so focused on just doing football. And that's what I would like that as a kid. Now when I'm outside of football, I get to see a bit more. I get to travel now over the world doing some stuff with United, and I get to see what Manchester United is doing. I'm thinking, okay, this is great, but why can't I do this in my own country? Why can't I do this for my own people? So the more I travel, the more I get to gain experience as well. And if I can give any football advice, if they can start young, I wish I could have done this for 21, but in 21, you think you own the world, you think it will never end. But I mean, timing is everything. I think the timing is right now for to do what I'm doing now. And I just want to continue to do something positive.
Awesome. And obviously you also do some work as a bit of a punditry and on television. What have you made of the team this season so far under Mourinho?
It's not been easy because, I mean, if you look at the team the last 2 years, it's obviously the last 3 years, it's first of David Moyes and opposite Alex. That didn't work out. David Moyes was in a few players. I think it was Delaney, Juan Mata, if I can remember correct. Then Louis van Gaal came. He brought in his few players. He changed the style of play for the last 2 years. So if you look at the team for the last 2 years, it's been mixed up. It's been consistency in terms of we've been fortunate to have Alex for 26, 27 years playing a certain style of football. New managers came in, they wanted to bring put their own footprint or their own style of football on Manchester United. So what Jose has come in now is take a team from David Moyes, Louis van Gaal, and trying to put his own style on it. And if you speak to any manager, it takes time. Of course, when it's Manchester United, people don't have that patience anymore. And when you spend that amount of money, when you have the most expensive player in the world, people will be looking at you thinking, hold on a minute, you guys should be in the top of the league. You guys should be winning every game. But in football, it doesn't work with a team. Needs to gel, they need time to adapt, the new players need to understand how the manager wants to work. And I think it's just a matter of time. I'd be very surprised if it doesn't work, because Jose Mourinho is one of the best managers in the world. He's been involved. I don't have to tell you about where he's been, his experience, what he's done. So we at United are just patiently waiting for everything to click. There's been good signs. Arsenal game, the last game they played, was very good. But just unfortunately couldn't see the game up. But I think to kind of expect what Alex did in the past, we're going to have to forget that. That might never happen, but because Mourinho played a different style of football. But the important thing is to get success, which is success means they've got to try and win the league. Hopefully, you know, winning league means we qualify for the Champions League, then go off the Champions League to have the FA Cup, go off every single trophy. And that's what Manchester United is all about. So, you know, in every competition they're involved, you have to go and win.
Sure. And what is he like off the field? Because obviously we see his temperament on the field.
Who is this?
Mourinho.
Mourinho?
Yeah.
I've met him a few times now. And I have to say, he's got a great nature about himself. He knows, he's been an experienced manager. He knows how to treat players. I played against him a few years ago when he was at Chelsea. And you can see the great psychologist. He knows how to use the psychology in the game. And then a few years later, when he was a Real Madrid manager, we met him in Madrid playing the Legends game against Real Madrid Legends. And he was fantastic. He came with us, came to speak to everyone, and very humble. And he spent about 10, 15 minutes with us just talking to the players. And then when I met him here now, when he came in, a very, very nice man. That's from the outside. Of course, I don't see what happens every day, but and that's why I'm surprised. You know, from what I've seen outside of Messi, why the results haven't gone so well, because from speaking to the players, they said he's a player manager. Everything is happening for the players. So, and that's why I said to you before, I've spent a massive time before everything works together. Paul Pogba was already starting to meet. So, we know him from when he was a kid here at United before he left for Juventus. What he's capable of doing, and we just know that just be patient with him, just be patient, and what happens. Or the same with Michael Rashford. Obviously, Zlatan has done everything in a game, and Wayne Rooney. They've got a fantastic team, and it just has to be patient. The Arsenal game was a little bit frustrating because they played so well, but it's just the last few minutes, lack of concentration. But there's good signs, and I'm confident United will do well this season.
And just, you touch on Pogba there. I mean, obviously the 100 million euro price tag was something heavy, or can be heavy on anyone's shoulders. I mean, Juventus are obviously having a laugh at the profit that they made from his sale.
Yeah.
What have you made of it, and the whole his whole performances? You mentioned he's picking up, obviously, and he is.
Yeah, I mean, we saw him last time. He left as a kid, and if you speak, if you spoke to players then, they would have told you, the guy's got everything. It was just a matter of time. You just need to give him the opportunity. Juventus came and gave him the opportunity, and you saw what he did there. And in Serie A, he was outstanding.
Sure.
I think he won 3 or 4 Scudettos in a row. It was unbelievable. And he returned as a man with a lot of experience. But people need to understand, Serie A is a completely different league. The Premier League is more tactical. The Premier League is a lot of high intensity running. Obviously, more pressure playing to Manchester United. You know, everyone wants to beat you, so he's going to take advantage. But this is normal. You want to be one of the best players in the world. This is what you expect when you come to Manchester United. And I think he's done okay. He's done well so far because all the hype and expectation on top of that, the price tag, it's a lot of pressure for a young player. And people can stop, you know, sometimes they get four blockbusters if a young player, I think he's 23, 24. The whole world is looking at him, obviously playing for Manchester United, the world looking at him anyway, but now obviously with the price tag, he's done for me, he's done well because he's taking everything in his own stride. But at the end of everything, you know, he's got to help, he's got to play his part of helping the team win trophies. This is the only way people will judge him because, you know, the 100 million is great, whatever. He had nothing to do with it. That's between the clubs. You know, he doesn't go wake up in the morning and go, I'm worth 100 million. That's between negotiations between the clubs and great for you, whatever happened there with that deal. But at the end of the day, we just want to see Paul Pogba continue to develop, getting better, playing great football, and helping the team win trophies. Because at the end of the day, when the team win trophies, the individual players will shine. And I'm sure it's for me, it's got everything in his locker to do that.
We do hope you found this interview interesting. Join us next week for another exclusive interview.